Hey guys, it's The Great Debates, and we're back with more Joe Mandy times.
Joe Mandy in the house. What's up, man?
Mandy.
Great to be back.
Joe Mandy, Parks and Rec, Master of None. What else?
Kroll Show.
Kroll Show. So funny.
Are you kidding me? Oh, you play,
Nick Kroll.
What's that?
You're I play Nick Kroll.
That's amazing. Yeah. Very funny.
Thank you.
Also from Modern Family, I believe.
Yeah, multiple episodes of Modern Family. Yeah.
You play Ben, right?
I play Ben, Julie Bowen's co-worker, boss. Not quite sure what I do there.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Well, and you have a million Twitter followers, right?
I do, yes.
That's boss.
I purchased 850,000.
We briefly talked about trying to get, because we did the math, and it wouldn't be that expensive for you to pay. Do you remember this? We were talking about, like, couldn't you just buy so many followers that you were the most followed person on Twitter?
But that was stage two of my plan. My plan was I was going to buy a million, which I did, but it was kind of a not fun process, and it took a lot out of me emotionally. But I was, after that, my plan was to start a Kickstarter campaign to raise money to then earn. I wanted to earn enough money on Kickstarter to buy 42 million followers so I could be bigger than Bieber.
That's a shame. I mean,
it's not too late. It's only, like, the more time passes, the less important Twitter will become, the easier it will be for me to accomplish this feat.
Okay. So the easier, but the less meaningful or something.
Yeah.
On this podcast, Dan's been awful hard on Twitter in the past.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to use it. I'm too old.
That's not one of the complaints you usually hear about Twitter, I have to say. You can't figure out how to use it.
I mean, I guess it's more that I think that I'm using it incorrectly all the time. Because I go there, I look at a few things, and I think, I'm not a part of this conversation.
There are constantly, I think like once a year, there's like a heavily used acronym that I've never seen before that I then have to like research. Like I look just to like be in the mix, understand like a whole new form of joke on Twitter, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like TFW, that was up for a while, and I was like, I constantly saw that, and then I had to look up like that feeling when.
We have a friend of the show, Little Esther, here. Little Esther used something recently that I wasn't familiar with.
What?
JW.
What's JW?
Just wondering. Everyone knows that.
No, I
didn't.
No idea.
Had no idea.
My mind.
See, wait,
five grown men didn't know that.
Never heard of that.
JW? Yeah. Just wondering.
That's big on the fashion blogger scene.
But wait, Esther, you're kind
of wondering on fashion blogs?
You're all already over Twitter anyway, right? You're on to some new formats.
I am. I'm not over Twitter. I still use it.
But she's the queen of Periscope.
I'm not the queen of Periscope. Thank you, Joe. But I do use Periscope about 3 to 5 times per day. I Periscope myself sleeping. I Periscope when I do my laundry.
You don't have to broadcast this information to people. I mean, that's fine.
Wait, you were telling me that a lot of Periscope is just people sleeping, right?
That's YouNow. YouNow.com is a website and an app where it's like teenagers only know about it. I just happen to.
Uh-oh. Mom and Dad just heard about it.
And a lot of kids will sleep on YouNow, and there's like digital gifts you can get.
Is it like creepy, like green, like it glow in the dark? You know, like the night vision lens, or people keep their lights on to sleep in front of a camera?
I don't really know what the teenagers do, but when I do it, I just leave the hallway door. I would leave the light on in the hallway and the door cracked open so you can kind of see my face.
Wait, so can I possibly see Dave sleep in a little bit?
No, I sleep by myself on Periscope.
Okay.
Wait, what? You only do it on nights when you're traveling or something.
Yeah. This is already too much information for my Periscope fans.
Oh, no.
So,
all right, we'll edit it out.
A little while ago, we were talking about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great segue.
I don't know. I didn't want Esther to give away too much for her Periscope fans.
Okay. Thank you for that graceful exit, Steve.
Joe, we were talking about whether the Leaning Tower of Pisa is a good tower.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I not only think it's a good tower, I'd argue it's the best tower.
What is a good tower?
Well, if the metric is a tower that people know and go visit for being a tower, I think that's, you know, number one.
Why are we dancing around this? Let's just throw it. I mean, I feel like we're going to debate this, right? Can we just call it official?
You want to debate it?
Yeah, just throw it in there. Let's go. I say whoever wants to be on whatever side, just jump in there. Let's have some fun.
I'm already, I'm in.
Great.
I'm in. I'm pro Pisa.
I just want to say that I'm out because towers are boring.
Whoa.
That was our millennial correspondent, Little Esther.
Thank you very much, Lil Esther.
Like when a teenager gets like 2 minutes on the public news to report on an issue. Kids are, it's a new thing called skateboarding.
Okay, this is how this is going to work. There's a topic. All of us have microphones. I'm not going to announce that anyone's taking a side.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Great.
Freeform debate.
That's just group a talk, debate. Right?
No, it's, yeah. Yeah, it's a debate. It's a debate.
Oh, really. It's a debate. It's a debate. Sorry.
Talk debate. And the topic is, the Leaning Tower of Pisa is a good tower.
I mean, I think it's obvious.
It's leaning. Is. Big problem. It's not. That's a tower's one thing is to be straight.
Healy, are you taking the anti side of this?
I'm just throwing in some facts. I mean, I'm not on a side.
It's a problematic statement. Just because it's not straight, it's bad? Is that what you're saying?
Not bad, just not a tower.
Not a good tower. No, the topic is whether
tower's
or
tower's job
a...
is be straight. Leaning Tower of Pisa is leaning.
Towers, now I'm on the pro side. Who says the tower's job is to be straight?
Yeah.
A tower's job is to be something important. It's to speak... It's to, you know... It's to be a staircase to the sky to announce the world, here we are. And what has the Leaning Tower of Pisa done better than to announce the world? Pisa is here.
It's not just that. What job does it take?
Yes,
so worked up.
Yes.
The job of a tower might just be to make you think about what a tower is and represents.
That's so
and this
true,
is
dude.
The most meta that's tower so that could meta possibly tower. Be.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is a great meta tower.
Yeah. Healy, what do you have to say to that?
I think that's a great point.
So is no one's... Fine, I'll take the other side.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is terrible.
The tower is eventually going to fall. It is structurally unsound. Eventually, a time will come when the tower will either fall to the ground or humans will have to correct it in such a way that acknowledges that the tower was basically not a tower to begin with.
No, people are trying to keep it up because it's such a good tower. It's so important that we have to keep it up. If people are coming and visiting this tower just because it's a tower. No one's going to Pisa for any other reason.
That doesn't mean
the fucking power of this tower.
It doesn't mean that it's a good tower. You could go on a tour of Jack the Ripper's murders. That doesn't mean that his murders were a good thing, even though people are
visiting.
He was
the best Ripper. The same thing. Number one Ripper.
Jack the Ripper was definitely
he was the Leaning Tower
number,
Pisa of Rippers.
Does not get kicked out of the
is
top
that why
serial
they
killer
him
ranks.
Him Ripper. The Ripper was because he like ripped. He made people rip. That's not right.
No,
it?
I believe he referred to himself as that in a letter that he wrote to the police, or like some imposter maybe wrote to the police.
We're getting off topic here. He ripped people open, our producer Mark informs us. Great point in our debate about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Here's a couple other things about the Pisa Tower. People I know who go there and come back, they're like, yeah, you know, you go, you take the picture. Uh-huh. It's like an obligation. It's not actually interesting. It's not a beautiful tower. There's a million other towers that look exactly like it. This one happens to just be faulty. That doesn't make it a good tower. It makes it a bad tower. It's called the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It has the word leaning in the name of the Tower of Pisa. That's like saying, like, is he a good basketball player? Oh, yeah, John the bad basketball player? He's a great basketball player.
How many towers are there? There are two, right?
What?
Leaning Tower of Pisa, Eiffel Tower. That's
are you
it.
Crazy?
What other towers have you heard of?
Well, there were two that fell.
Yeah, I mean, there. I don't know if you remember. We're done? There was a timer on this?
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the timer went off right when I brought up
at the right moment. It went off at the right moment. Have you seen the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Dave?
In person?
In person? Yeah.
No.
Has anyone? Have you?
Yeah. Seen
yeah.
It.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It looks beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The way it leans is so cool, and like it's
really?
Just it blows your mind.
Why
do
you guys
like,
say this?
Because you're used to seeing buildings that are like. Plumb and straight, right?
Right.
That's what we see out there. And so when you see something so large careening over a little bit.
Yeah, and like when you're in Italy, there's a lot of towers in Italy. It's like, that's Towerville, man.
There's also a lot
of
leaning
shit. It's on their license plate, right? Italy, Towerville, Towerville, USA.
Yeah, Italy,
weirdly.
It's Towerville, man. Towerville, USA.
I do want to address Steve's point that there are that those are the only two
towers. That's crazy. The Eiffel Tower, the John Hancock Tower, what used to be called the Sears
Tower,
the Twin Towers, the Tower of Terror. I'm sure there's something called London Tower.
David Robinson and
the Tower
Tim Duncan
of London.
Were referred to
the
as the Twin Towers.
Tower of London. The Tower Records.
Yeah, you know, you're debating, you'll throw anything out there, right?
Yeah, yeah, you just have to be. You have to. We also have to be allowed to point out when your claims are ridiculous.
Sure, that's why we have Nate.
That's why we what?
We have Nate Stein.
Oh.
He tells us everything we get wrong.
What was the? Was there a point at which it was just the Tower of Pisa?
I guess probably. How long did it take to lean? Yeah.
I was going to ask about you guys that have been to see it. Is there any idea that the architect designed it with the idea that it might lean a little bit and that would be cool?
No, it was just like on like bad. There's no like foundation.
No one's offered the idea that maybe he knew exactly what would happen.
Oh, that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Joe, you're, I'm guessing, as familiar as anyone at this table with the drug lean, mm-hmm. I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
What's lean?
Lean is codeine, often codeine mixed with promethazine, which is a very strong drug taken. I actually got it prescribed to me when I had pneumonia years ago. And rappers do it usually. It's very... Houston-centric drug that has spread across the country. DJ Screw, kind of the pioneer of drinking codeine. And
Is this Scissorp?
Scissorp is also lean.
It's the same thing?
It's the same thing.
My question
is... Lean is, I believe, I could be wrong, I think lean also has promethazine in it, usually.
It makes it different than Scissorp. Scissorp is just codeine syrup, right?
Yeah, promethazine. I was prescribed... promethazine syrup a few years ago when I had pneumonia, and my girlfriend, who is now my wife, said that I would take it and then I would speak incoherently for 30 minutes, but like think I was making good points, but like, apparently just blabbering, not even saying like actual sentences. And then she would say like, "You seem tired, go to bed," and I would lay down on the couch and sleep for 8 hours.
Wow.
So it's very strong stuff. They usually cut it with Sprite, they meaning rappers who do this recreationally.
Okay, so here's my question. And you also have a close to encyclopedic knowledge of 21st century
rappers. Is there something called the Lean of Pisa?
Does any rapper ever talk about like leaning like Pisa? Or that's how I rap. Like, you invoking the Leaning Tower of Pisa when they talk about doing.
You know what? I'll do some research and I'll call back next week.
Well, do you know any rappers you could sell that lyric to, or could I profit off of that great idea?
I know some rappers.
Yeah, just hit them up. Let them know.
Okay.
Just make sure I get credit.
Like a pun or a play on "Lean In" the Sheryl Sandberg
book? That's a great idea.
No, that's been. I mean, it's like hack now at this point. Right. How many references to that book are in rap music?
Is that true?
No, not at all. Oh,
man. How great would that be?
That would be amazing. What else are we?
I'm
doing?
Like the COO of Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
That's it.
Every guest on the show has to freestyle rap. So.
No.
What else do we? Okay, so we're done talking about towers.
Yeah. So now we're going back to freeforming, I think.
Oh sure, right. Oh, but this was going to be Listener Appreciation Week. Don't forget.
What? Really? All right, go ahead. What is that? Last week was Tell a Friend Week.
Dave, this was your idea.
It was?
Yeah, you wanted to say an appreciation of everybody who came to the live show, and then I was.
I'd love that.
You might edit that part out.
Yeah.
So this is Listener Appreciation Week. Is that so terrible?
What have you planned for Listener Appreciation
Week? Why do you hate your listeners so much, Dave?
No, guys, I love our listeners. I am flabbergasted that people actually listen.
Why do you do this? What is this?
I'm trying to appreciate them. I'm trying to play along with the theme of the week. What else do you have planned for Listener Appreciation Week?
Nothing. We were just going to say thank you to the listeners. Already. Yeah. And we can move on. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be an eruption of...
Well, no, what did you think was going to happen?
It's called the Great Debate Podcast. I'm usually a listener, and I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Okay, there we go.
That's great. Okay, so what are we moving on to now,
Do you want to talk about child dentist?
Yeah, what is that?
A friend of mine has a kid, and his kid is like, let's say, 5 years old, mm-hmm. and has decided he wants to be a dentist. And that's what he wants to do.
I love it. That kid who was all into vacuum cleaners.
What?
Whoa. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
There was a kid, like a 5-year-old kid who was like on TV, like a lot of like daytime talk shows, who was just obsessed with vacuum cleaners. And his parents were like, "All right, man." And they bought him a bunch of vacuum cleaners, and he like takes them apart and knows everything about vacuum cleaners. So
that's
like,
awesome.
That's like an actual profession, being a dentist. I support that. That's a high paying job.
Wait, what's going on with vacuum cleaner kid now? He died.
I don't know. he got eaten by a vacuum cleaner.
This reminds me of a debate that we had a long time ago about acting is harder than dentistry, because part of I believe my argument was
y'all have a lot of dentists.
I know we have a problem. Yeah, well, you did it again, Healy. You brought up dentistry.
Actually,
again.
This time I was thinking that I brought it up because you had talked about how we're always talking about dentists. So I was like, maybe getting on the subject of dentists is productive.
It's one of those self-fulfilling prophecies.
Can you tell me more about the child that is 5 years old that wants to be a dentist?
Yeah, he told me a joke. The kid did. The kid has been playing a game with his dad where the dad's driving him to school, and the kid says, "Dad, I'm going to tell you a joke, and if you laugh at it, you lose 1 point."
Okay.
Amazing.
And yeah, he's a funny kid. And so I was like, okay, he's playing the iPad. He's not paying that much attention to me. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. Tell me a joke. We'll see if I lose a point. And he goes, "Why did the chicken cross the road?" And I said, "I've heard this one. You're going to have to do better than that." He goes, "To get a new car."
And did you lose a point?
I lost a point, yeah. The delivery sold it, and I lost a point.
Did you know what your score was prior to losing a point?
I guess it was zero. I don't know.
So now you're at -1.
I'm -1.
Okay. I'm telling you, I would have laughed at that joke except for the part where I thought I would lose a point, so I stifled
yeah,
my
own. Yeah. I didn't want to lose a point.
I thought it was funny.
Okay, so I have a quick story, and it leads into a possible debate topic.
Great.
Ready? Here's just, if you'll go with me for a second. This is about kids who are super into things, right? Mm-hmm. So I used to babysit my neighbor's kids. There was a 6-year-old kid. His name was Henry, and he loved cars. The same way that this kid you're talking about was into dentistry, and the other kid was into vacuum cleaners. This kid was into cars. He even, at the age of 6, he had business cards made, that he said he had a company called CarNet, and the business card said CarNet, and then in quotes, the slogan was, "All the cars you can think of." Now, which was amazing and didn't mean it. It didn't really mean anything, and at the same time, but it also somehow said everything. Okay, now here's where the story takes a bit of a left turn. My neighbor's name's, the father of the family, his last name was Watts, and the mother's last name was Patterson. But the children were named Grace and Henry Watterson.
Oh, no.
Which brings up, we called them the Patterwatses, obviously. The question I have is, could we debate something along the lines of the idea of, we should get rid of the idea of wives taking their husbands' names? Is anyone interested in talking about anything like that?
Firsthand.
We have a firsthand married dude here. Healy's shaking his head.
I'm not sure. That seems a little hot button to me.
Isn't that why we're here? Hot button?
Dave, I think you've got some energy and that you've got a guy here that might be willing to take you on.
I think the
on.
Two of you should go at it.
I think Joe...
I actively told my wife not to take my name because I thought her name would sound silly.
Take the other side, Dave.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So are you willing to argue... Okay, so here's the issue on the table. Women should take their husband's last names. They'll just do that.
Sure.
I'll take the pro, even though I don't really believe in that at all, and you'll take the con.
Sure.
Okay, ready? Go ahead. You want to introduce this?
May I?
Please. I'm right up already. Yeah.
Do you want to time it? Do you want to just...
No, let's just freeform. We'll keep it short.
Okay. The topic up for debate, Joe's taking the pro.
No.
Yes.
I'm taking the pro. Oh, well, let's see how you word it.
You word it. Sure.
Women should take their husbands... Oh, I'm sorry. Joe's taking the con. Dave's taking the pro.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
And Healy's going to maybe chime in. Who knows?
Women should take their husbands' last names.
I'm Dave King. I'll be taking the pro. Women should take their husbands' last names. Is it good for the gender of women? No, but here's the thing. It's just, we got to choose one name to have as a family. This is the way we've been doing it. It just makes things easier for record keeping, for genealogy, for familial ties. Why not do it this way? This is historically the way that names have been passed down. A lot of names even end in son or man, suggesting that you're the child of a father. Do I believe in a women's equality? Absolutely. Am I a feminist? Absolutely. But for this particular thing, simply for the reason of record keeping, I say women should just take your husband's last name.
My name is Joe Mandy. I'll be taking the con. Mm-hmm. I don't think women should be forced to do anything they don't want to do. If they want to take their husband's last name, go for it. But it does bring up a lot of questions as to, is she someone else's property? And if you don't, you know, like, just it's subservient almost, that you're giving up part of yourself to take this man's name. It's almost inherently like you're becoming that man's property. I think we've gone so far in society that you don't need to do that. Also, there's the main argument for when my wife was considering changing her name was that it was like, it makes things easier. It's so much easier. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, that's not a good reason, just because it might help with like getting in and out of the country with like your passport or whatever. It's dumb. I hate this.
I think it's more than making things easier. I think it unites a family, maybe only symbolically. Here's what I would say to your thing about people shouldn't be forced to do things they don't want to. I generally agree with you, but at the same time, men and women are forced to do things that they don't want to do all the time. Everything from going to school to serving jury duty to paying fines to paying taxes. This is one of the sort of deals you make when you enter into society is you have to do a certain amount of things you don't want to do. I would also argue
that one group of people has to do something.
I'm glad you said that. I believe that it's equally icky, maybe not equally, but it is also icky for the man to have a woman take his last name. I'm not looking forward to it. I don't think it's fair that a woman should take my name. I don't think that I don't want that necessarily to happen, but I want our children to have the same name. I want our children to have the same names as us. I want us to be united as a family. And therefore, there's no, you know, I can't think of a better system offhand than the one that we've been using for centuries. And I think it actually is a good way to teach a lesson to children. Well, actually, we do it this way. Even though things are based on a paternalistic society, we're trying to move past that, but we haven't come up with a better way yet pass on family names.
Let people keep their names, and then I honestly think kids should just choose their own names, whatever they want.
Their own last names?
Anything. Well, first, last, whatever they want.
So let's move on to closing statements. I'll make mine first, if that's okay. First, to rebut that point, children can choose whatever names they want at a certain age. I believe when you're 16 or 18 or something, you can change your last name, your first name and last name. And you'd find that a surprisingly small number of people do that. Very few people change their last name away from the name that their father had. There's a reason for that. It's because this is the way we happen to do things, and it's not ideal, but blah, blah, blah. And that's the end of my closing statement.
My closing statement is that you are a sexist pig. I can't believe I'm friends with you. Mm-hmm. And women are beautiful and should keep their names. And I'm actually, you know, you've inspired me to change my name to President Jared Leto.
Wow.
And my wife too. I'm making her, we're gonna have the same name.
Nice. So you and your wife are both gonna be called President Jared Leto.
yeah.
Will she be Mrs. President Jared Leto?
No, I'm gonna be Mrs.
You'll both be president.
Yeah, that's our first name.
Yeah, right.
Medina, Healy, any thoughts?
I thought Joe was coming in very strong. Mm-hmm. A lot of good points.
Well, Joe's on the right side. I mean, there's no question that women should
be on the right side. I think I really lost this debate. I got real personal. Yeah.
Getting personal was an error.
I think that Dave won. It's a hard topic. Yeah. I'm sorry, Joe. You didn't really have the same vigor as Dave did.
I tried it at the end. I was trying to get mean. I thought that would.
Dave's argument about record keeping. I was like, that's a really good point. We're just keeping records here. Who cares?
But it's awful. Oh, you're so wrong, Healy. It's not just record keeping.
Hey, I'm just admiring your lawyering. I thought that was a good point. Yeah.
Right, cool. I thought it was kind of cute, the point that you made about like how it's uncomfortable to give your name to someone else.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
who wants that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe was that not the topic we should have done, Healy?
No, it was fantastic. What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
It was great.
What does that mean?
Drained.
Cool. That's what happens on the debates. It's kind of like exercise.
You leave it all on the mat.
A lot of guests come in and they say, after the debates, I just took a long nap.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like I had points ready to go, and then when the mic was hot,
I called
you stupid and whatever. Sexist.
That's what I say to everyone out there who thinks that they could debate us. Step into the ring, man. Oh. Step into the ring, because when the lights are on and the mic is hot, it's a whole different situation.
It's true.
Step into the, what is this, a dodecahedron? Well, this is a rectangle.
Room. This is a rectangle.
All right, I gotta go.
This is just a dining room.
Okay. Where does that leave us?
I think that's a thanks so much from Joe Mandy.
Yeah. Hey. Joe, it's been great having you here, buddy.
It's a real pleasure.
Dude, you were funny. You were great.
I want to come back. I want to practice.
You're
I
always feel welcome here.
I can do better.
You did a great job. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Call us about the rap lyrics thing.
I will. I will. Yeah, I'm going to do research
good.
On that.
That's good.
Yeah.
So it's a leaning tower pizza.
Or it's like, I do so much lean, they call me pizza.
Okay.
Joe, is there anything you want us to promote?
No.
Your Twitter, your Instagram?
No, definitely not.
Your book?
My book? No.
Is that book still available?
It's still available.
Look at this fucking hipster, it's called.
Get this guy's book.
Guys, thanks for joining us. Thanks to Joe Mandy for joining us. We'll see you next week on The Great Debates.
Bye, guys.
Tell me.